This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. That's a free app. Download it if you haven't already, and you can take us on the go. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, October 9th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Hey, good morning, Rick.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
Good morning.
Happy Wednesday. Hey, there's hockey happening this week.
Hockey's back, baby.
ESPN showing a replay. Opening night, I guess, was last night.
Yeah.
And the Caps have a game on Friday. We're going to have the head coach, Spencer Carberry, join us at 7 o'clock. So you don't want to miss Coach Carberry.
There was history made in the NHL last night as the first female assistant coach coached in a regular season game for the Seattle Kraken. So some history being made in the NHL.
The Caps don't open Friday. They open Saturday.
Saturday against the Devils.
The Devils have already played two games.
That's what happens when you get stuck with the overseas Prague bit.
Well, they won them both.
I know your boy Jacob Vrana
twice.
Part of the team.
That's right.
Vrana made it.
It's my boy.
It's good news.
They wondered if he was going to make it. He made it. So we're going to talk to Coach Carberry at 7 o'clock, start getting into some hockey talk.
It's amazing.
Also, Mike Locksley's going to join us. The Terps head football coach joins us.
Yep. I'm ready for the blackout Friday night. Hope I don't get blacked out at the Scotty's Vodka tailgate before the game. I'm kidding. I'm going to be responsible. I'm not going to harken back to my younger years. I will have a couple drinks. I'll be responsible. Then I'll go in and hopefully watch the Terps beat that Northwestern ass at CQ Field. That'll be nice.
They better beat Northwestern. Northwestern can't score.
Let's hope that's the case. Terps coming off the bye. They need They need a bounce back at home.
Correct.
Coming off that Indiana loss.
Mm. It's nice. I need an event break because I went to three in a matter of like 9 days.
Yeah.
Man, I haven't been to a Terps football game in several years.
But I actually was thinking of going.
Help fill the shell, EB.
I was thinking of going to the Commanders game against Carolina.
Right.
That'd be a good one to go to.
Sure.
Be a good one.
I mean, they're putting Daryl Green, they're retiring Daryl Green's jersey at halftime of that game.
Nice.
And you should see, I would think, another dominant performance by the offense that game.
Like, let's hope.
Everybody gets home against the Carolina Panthers.
Well,
I would expect the Commanders to do the exact same.
You know, and the thing is they scored 34 or whatever, and they had a mediocre first quarter, and Jaden didn't play in the fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There, EB, it's okay to say it. The Commanders are prolific on offense. They're the top scoring team in the league.
The buzz is growing.
I know it's weird to wrap your arms around that, but that's what's happening.
I had a guy come up to me at the gym yesterday, and I never know how to handle this. I mean, I just don't say anything, really. But he goes, he brings up Jaden Daniels and just out of nowhere. I've seen him at the gym a bunch of times, but I've never talked to him. So he comes up to me and he just initiates a conversation about Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. But along the way, he throws in the semi-compliment, but it's not that great of a compliment in that he goes, yeah, I used to listen to you guys 20 years ago, but you know, you moved to mornings and like, what am I supposed to say there? So you listen to us.
You know what I always say? You're not missing anything.
I have a canned line. This is your canned line. I always say there's more people that don't listen than do listen.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's even more humble than mine. But yeah, I just say you're not missing anything. You're saying the same thing.
It's a very true statement. Mm-hmm. And that way they don't feel bad when you say that.
Or you could just say, we appreciate you listening back in the day. Just leave it at that.
Right.
Like, yeah, I mean.
And what can you do? You can't make people listen to the show.
No, and I wasn't trying to sell. He came up to me.
Right.
He offered that information.
Well, let me just say, it's awkward of him to approach you and to tell you
that he used to listen to
the show.
He's kind of
in my opinion.
Yeah, like, it's usually accompanied by my commute changed. I'm not in my car anymore. But, whatever he said. Whatever.
That doesn't even matter. Like if I saw somebody that I used to listen to on radio,
right,
like in wherever at the grocery store, and I no longer listened, I'm not going to approach that person and say, "Man, I really used to enjoy listening to your show, but I don't anymore."
It's the same. It's the same kind of social etiquette as going up to someone saying, "Man, you got fat."
Right. He made it. He made it awkward, in my opinion.
It's true. It's all
that guy made it awkward.
Yeah, you didn't do anything wrong.
You were fine. You were just there doing, I don't know, your shoulder shrugs or bench press or deadlift, whatever you're doing. And this guy just out of nowhere just made it awkward.
But point is, the buzz is growing.
Yes, the buzz is growing.
If you're just walking around, people initiate commander's conversations.
Buzz is growing because I ordered my son his Jaden Daniels jersey from Fanatics. That arrived.
Good.
And then I was perusing Fanatics and I saw a Washington Capitals hat that I liked. I was like, well, I'll buy that. And I was like, maybe my son wants a commander's lid too. Bought him that.
Look at you.
The buzz is growing.
Look at you being generous.
It's getting bigger.
Did you buy me anything, Cakes?
No, why would I buy you anything?
Well, you're just in the buying mood.
No, I mean, you're buying for my family. I'm not buying for everybody that I know.
Right. No, it's growing. Although, I'll be honest with you, I was shocked. And this is probably verboten. Probably shouldn't talk about this kind of thing. But CK told us our stream numbers this week were lower than last numbers. And this is the only place to listen to sports in the morning. I mean, this is it. We are the show.
Mm-hmm.
So
got a monopoly.
I don't understand it. Valdez's theory is that it was just Monday Night Football the week before. It's just a bigger platform.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. So maybe that's true. I don't know. But
maybe
I would think
more actual radio listeners versus stream listeners.
That we can only hope. Can only hope. But it was interesting. You would think the buzz would be growing and growing. I'll tell you what. If they beat the Ravens, it'll be
ridiculous. The numbers should skyrocket.
Yeah, it'll be ridiculous.
Yeah.
So yesterday after the show, Robert Saleh was fired from the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And
right after the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's when they announced it.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, I think, was 30 and 46 as the head coach.
20 and 36.
20 and 36, sorry.
Yeah, he hadn't lit the world on fire, but he only got like 5 or 6 games.
And
with
the defense.
I added 10 games on each side.
He's a defensive guy. The defense is actually very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The offense just kind of blows.
Yeah.
But there had been rumblings that he and Aaron Rodgers weren't seeing eye to eye.
We talked about that last week. And I threw out that true or false. Aaron Rodgers hates Robert Saleh. And Cake said true.
Mm-hmm.
You had the non-hug. You had the talk about the cadence and backtracking, all that stuff.
Yeah, who knows what's going
on behind closed doors. Was terrible. They're 2-3 this year. They're wins against the New England Patriots. And the Tennessee Titans.
Then there was also the subplot that came out after Saleh was fired that he was considering firing Nate Hackett before Woody Johnson walked into his office and fired him.
Right,
right.
So there's a lot going on with the Jets right now. It's just nice to see.
Well, they had an embarrassing loss against the Broncos at home.
Right.
Where they couldn't score. Now the weather sucked.
10-9, I think that one was.
And then they go overseas to London and Rodgers looks terrible. And I'm sure Rodgers went to Woody Johnson or whoever the GM is, can't work with this guy.
Right.
Rodgers, he's probably an idiot.
It's just nice to see dysfunction in other cities and franchises like the Jets, like the Raiders. And it's not happening here with the Commanders.
So far, so good.
That's been our lot in life for 25 plus years doing this radio show.
Right.
All we covered was dysfunction, bad ownership, congressional hearings, suing season ticket holders, just the stadium falling apart, poop water raining down on fans. I mean, it just never
whatever ended, you can imagine
ending stream, and it's no longer. Now we just have a winning team that's scoring all the points.
And you have the bell of the ball, Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I don't know.
In the MVP discussion as a rookie.
It's fantastic.
And you know what I was thinking is I am like. I believe in the offense. I mean, I don't know if it's sustainable to score 31 a game. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I think they're pretty good, though, offensively. And defensively, I've just flummoxed because they were so bad. Then I started thinking as I was driving, you know what? Maybe they are just like that Giants team that started out and gave up 80 points the first 2 weeks and then won the Super Bowl. Not to say we're going to win the Super Bowl, but they just turned it around.
Sure.
You know? And sometimes you think, well, gave up 80 points in 2 games. Like, how are you going to turn that around?
Ravens did that last year. First 5 games, defense was atrocious. They ended up finishing second or third total defense.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's possible. Maybe it's a legit turnaround.
I don't know if they have the personnel. I don't think they have the personnel at defensive end and at cornerback. I know that they've rushed the passer better the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's because of the opponents as much as anything. That's why this is a true measuring stick.
Oh, yeah.
You're stepping into the big leagues.
Well, if they honestly, I mean, to even contemplate beating the Ravens, I mean, if you do that, you can beat anybody. Just can beat anybody.
Sure. Ravens had the best record in the AFC last season.
They can beat anybody if they beat the Ravens.
That is absolutely true.
The league is week to week, but the fact that they're up to a 4-1 start, I mean, that's the way you should just kind of take it. Look, they're 4-1. They're one of the best teams. You see the power rankings yesterday? They were fourth in one of them.
I saw sixth in one.
Was it a legit one? Who was it?
It was CBS,
was it,
I think.
Roto football.
They were right behind the Ravens.
Blah, whatever.
They were right behind the Ravens.
They're ahead of the Ravens in the NBC Pro Football.
Well, the thing is, Ravens are
what number were they on that one?
It could be easily 2 and 3.
They were six, I think, in CBS. The Ravens were five.
I think they were five in the Pro Football one, so and the Ravens were six in that one.
Yeah, so they're top five, top six, and
it's crazy. I mean, it's absolutely crazy to be up there.
And if they beat the Ravens, they're going to be 2 or 3. Maybe even one.
Oh, if they beat the Ravens.
Maybe even one.
They could be numero
I didn't think
uno.
Minnesota looked super impressive this week.
They did not. Donald didn't have a touchdown.
Well, defensively, their way to a win.
Yeah. Defensively, they caused a bunch of turnovers.
The thing that gives me a little bit of hope is I've watched the Raiders because I keep waiting for Lauby to get an opportunity.
You may be waiting a little longer.
Well, yeah.
But it's looking like a lost season, so they should see what they've got. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's been active the last couple of weeks, but he hasn't really got any run. They're so bad, but they beat the Ravens in week one. Right?
Mm-hmm. No, week two.
Week two.
Yeah. They in Baltimore, which was bizarre.
What happened in that game, Valdez? Just remind me what happened.
Gardner Minshew went like 31 for 38.
Yeah, they're up double digits with like 5 minutes to go. There was a bad call on a face mask that didn't happen. And then they kind of marched down the field on them through their leaky pass defense. And then they got a
leak.
Then they got kind of a hook job call in the end zone on a pass interference.
On Devontae, yep.
On Devontae.
Wasn't that a fourth down call?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did get hooked. That was a terrible call.
Yeah. And then.
But they couldn't stop the pass. I mean, Bowers went nuts. Devontae went nuts.
I don't know. I don't know why you fear the Ravens so much.
I pick them to win it all.
I know,
pick them to win. I feel like their offense.
He doesn't
like,
fear their defense. He just fears the offense.
Yeah, I feel like their offense.
You don't
is just
feel like
so
you
good.
Have the horses to compete with the offense. I mean,
possibly.
You understand through 5 weeks, and 5 weeks isn't a super small sample size. It's not just 1 or 2 weeks that the Commanders, through every advanced metric, is the best offense in the NFL.
I know it's hard for me to believe that that's sustainable, but maybe it is. Maybe we really are. I think we're pretty good offensively. That's not really my concern. I think we could probably score.
You have the horses. You have the horses to win a shootout. For whatever reason, you think the Ravens are some boogeyman.
No, I just think they're very hard to defend because I think Henry and Lamar is just like a deadly.
Well, Jaden's very hard to defend too. That's how you count.
Yeah, I agree. I just don't think that we could force enough punts. To be honest, completely honest with you. That's all. I think the Ravens are really good. I put them on a pedestal.
Maybe they don't force a bunch of punts. Maybe there's a lot of pew. Explosives. Shroom, 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 back and forth.
Yeah.
But the line says 35. Something. I mean, Eric's not outside the norm.
Yeah.
The line is 6.5, 7 points.
I know, but how is that? We've done that for Survivor for four things, but we've gone by the biggest favorite. It means absolutely nothing what the line means.
This is what it means. It means that Eric is
the
not
public.
Rare.
The public.
You're acting like Eric is giving you some sort of crazy opinion.
No, but Eric's not the public. He's watching every nuance of this team, I feel like.
I think we have a shot.
I think Eric's smarter than the public when it comes to this team.
Thank you. I think we certainly definitely have a shot. I just have put them on a pedestal. They were my preseason pick to win it all. So for me to imagine a team that last year won four games and I got a rookie quarterback, we're going to go in and beat who I think is a Super Bowl favorite. It's hard for me to wrap my brain around it in week six. But maybe it's true. Maybe it's true. I mean, they didn't lose to the Ravens or to the Raiders. So
they
can
be beaten. They're human.
Yeah, they're obviously not unbeatable.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think they're as much of a Goliath as you think they are.
They're just my pick to win it all. But I obviously have a high opinion of them. And my team right now, I have a high opinion on our offense and a defense. Again, I'm completely flummoxed. I don't know what to make of them.
Playing better.
We'll be talking about it throughout the show. As I mentioned, Spencer Carberry, Capitals coach, will join us at 7 because that season is about to kick off. Mike Loxley, Maryland football coach, joins us at 9:45 as well. Phone number, if you want to get in touch with us, is 800-636-1067. You can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.